Welcome to Rusak Gamers. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers podcast. This is an actual play production using the Burning Wheel Gold rules. On this episode, we get back to our ship, the Red Sky Morning. Unfortunately, it's with our Admiral Flint appointed new captain, who gets into a nice duel of wits with Talithel. All this, and Neil weirds everyone out by having his character try on the Elven Singer's clothes. Feedback in the form of comments, critiques, or complaints go to our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that is 502-4141-766. Send email to roy@rusakgamers.com. Drop by our forum at rpgcrosstalk.com. You can also play along at home by following our Obsidian Portal campaign page. Links to these sites and more are at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
We're recording now. It's taking a long while for us to get back into this, isn't it?
We've only been out a week.
You're the one who took half an hour to push play.
I said, as soon as y'all are ready, tell me to push play, and I'll record.
And no one said anything. Everyone just kind of looked at each other.
No, we're all looking at you.
Oh, okay.
Because that's home. I'm Roy. I'll be playing Cole.
I'm Jason. I'll be playing Talithel.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Tonight I think I'm playing an NPC called Remy Plazar.
I'm Doug. I'm playing Ethan.
I'm Joe. I'm playing Briggs.
I'm Neil, guest starring, playing a cabin boy.
Guest star? Really?
And I'm guest star.
I'm the GM, I think.
And Todd, who plays...
Do I have
Ben
a cabin boy?
Beard.
I do. No. No, sorry. That's not your cabin boy.
So the guest star doesn't know where his cabin boy is?
I gave it to him.
So you're blaming Jeff. I see.
It's a good excuse. He can't even find his other character that he had.
Well, he killed him.
Isn't it on the web?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Aren't you holding a web device?
No.
He is, but it's not hooked up.
It's not connected.
Oh. It's in here somewhere. It may be mine. I've got it. Cabin boy. Cabin boy.
Roger.
Cabin boy Roger? Is that his name, really?
Roger.
Roger the cabin boy.
As in, is he jolly?
Roger, Roger.
Roger, Roger.
I didn't hear you.
Is he jolly?
No, he hasn't been played jolly yet.
Is he a jolly Roger?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We have to talk a bit loud over the background noise.
Okay.
There's background noise?
There was.
Hey, Roger, cabin boy! Okay.
As last we left off, Ethan had just killed Finn's son.
You bastard.
He totally deserved it. Don't give me that.
You bastard.
After Finn was beat unconscious by said son, Roger the cabin boy brought a large amount of guards, sailors, armed, into the room to protect the Admiral, and you all were there. Finn had just arranged passage for Red Sky Morning under the command of one of Admiral Flint's sailors to come out and progress safely. Of course, now Finn is in a heap on the floor, up unconscious, gaining consciousness, going to lose his composure when he realizes his son is dead on top of him. And won't be in this session since Todd is elsewhere. The supposed commander is said son, who is dead and gurgling. And now you all have to deal with that. So, change beliefs if you wish, or don't.
Huh. Okay.
I think my beliefs are still good to go.
Yep, I like mine too.
Questions can be answered and elaborations can be had if you so desire.
So far I've still got... Cole still has find out why Flint wants the three individuals. Once the treasure key is in Finn's hand, I will burn the ship. Of course, Finn's not here. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do with that, but I kind of like that one. I'm going to keep it, because I want to work on it tonight.
Okay.
You should probably take out the in Finn's hand part and say, I will get the treasure key and burn the ship. Because if you're not trying to get the key, none of us are.
Well, tonight, I know Finn's going to, I know Todd is going to want to get the treasure map key. I know he's going to want to.
It is completely within the realm of possibility to be done with this scenario tonight.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's up to you. Or it could take another 4 weeks. Once again.
That's possible.
Okay. And my third one was make a name for myself, kill someone.
Lots of people have stepped up. That's your
chance.
Yeah,
yep, there's several people.
You've already missed one opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ethan obviously
he tried
name. You could take Ethan's name.
I could kill Ethan. Yeah.
Because he clearly has a higher body count than you.
Yeah, with a cabin boy style.
Does he?
Does Todd know?
Isn't that one person?
It's one to one.
It's not higher.
He doesn't know that.
Oh, no. I've killed other people.
Todd figured it out.
Oh. Okay. I've killed other people.
You have?
Oh,
Todd
no,
figured
wait.
It out just as Beaker died.
The doctor killed those people. I incapacitated them. The doctor tried to, air quotes, help.
Closers close, baby. Oh, ABC, always be closing. Okay.
Yeah. So once the treasure key is in Finn's hand, once the treasure key is in our hands,
you probably need somebody needs the belief of getting the key.
Fine.
That could qualify. He won't get rewarded for going after it, but once it's in his hands, he would get rewarded for burning the ship.
Right.
So get rewarded. And either way, I'm going to be looking for a way to burn the ship tonight anyway, so.
Okay, here's a question. So using mace as a bargaining chip at this point is kind of out the window since we've already drawn swords. And
well, the question is, will
we still have mace?
We still have mace.
Not necessarily. The question now is how we get off the boat.
Right.
Which case? Mace.
You can go any direction until you start swimming.
I'm not worried about swimming.
Well, that might get us out of our jam.
Swimming?
Using mace.
Yep. Okay. Maybe he doesn't really care about his by blow.
Anyone else got beliefs?
I do, if you want me to.
Sure.
Okay, you want me to go through all of them? I didn't. No, it's
you can leave off mine, but
okay.
Go through yours.
Okay. All right.
Jeff is playing an NPC, so.
All right, but good things come to those who bide their time. Better things come to those who know when to strike. Innocent sacrifices are best. An elven blade always makes the best sacrificial weapon. I will possess the Sword of Ascension for that purpose.
Hmm.
And instincts, and I haven't attached these yet, but always flatter. If there's an audience, use the crowd. Never be without a blade.
Which NPC are you playing?
He hasn't been introduced yet.
You know him.
You should meet.
He's one of the officers.
Oh, okay.
Lower officers. Mr. Bazaar is how you normally refer to him. If you refer to him. His betters, like the Admiral and Dumas, call him Remy. Came in with the crowd.
And there he is.
And why not?
And why not?
Okay.
What was your third one again? I mean, your second one, I'm sorry.
Instinct or belief?
Belief.
Innocent sacrifices are best.
Okay. Or was he one of the soldiers or people that I was able to commandeer to come into the... Okay. So he knows what's kind of going on.
He knows what's what, yeah. Okay. He knows everything that everyone else who came in with you knows.
Okay, good.
If they're deciding,
did you forget to turn the mic on?
No, it's on.
Okay.
If it looks
make it a more surround sound.
Surround.
Anyway. Well, we got low talkers on this end of the table. That's got to maximize.
Yeah, low talkers at the end of the table.
Yeah.
Low talkers.
I will move to the Admiral to protect him, drawing steel at the first opportunity. And I will say, well done, Roger!
Mr. I was like Belvedere.
Plazar.
Plazar. Right there.
Well done. Well done.
Plazar.
With a Z.
You'll make first.
Mr. Plazar.
You'll be promoted soon. Yes.
Okay. Beliefs? Anyone?
I'll stick with what I got. Mace's life is a bargaining chip to force Flint to release the Red Sky Morning. When it goes bad, kill everyone. You can talk your way out of any problem.
I think it's gone bad. Is it bad?
It's going bad.
Has it gone bad?
I don't know yet.
But have you talked your way out of it yet?
Nope. Gonna try that. Then it's officially bad.
I like the way those two bump against each other.
Okay. What about you, Tal?
I want to change one. I haven't decided yet, but the first one is I use Flint's crew against him when it goes bad. Still going to keep the only do special request for Baron Fell. Get Flint to let Madrota and the vessel out safely.
That's arguably already happened. Between Flint and Finn, there was an agreement in place for the ship to come out under the command of one of Flint's men. Of course, Finn is now incapacitated, and the person who is probably going to be in command is dead on top of him. Joe, you got anything?
Use Mace as a bargaining chip with Flint. I think I'm going to leave that. Magic is cool. Use it. I'm going to leave that, but I'm having trouble with number two.
Maximus help.
I'm thinking about...
Breathe, take deep breaths.
More fiber?
I'm thinking about...
Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't blow an O-ring.
Relax.
I can't make a number two.
We had talked in email about... We had discussed back and forth about Joe and his role as an assassin and how he might want to go after Senzio as a mark to get back in good graces with the assassins.
Did you get the key?
And make that one of his beliefs is, you know, Senzio is my way back into good graces. I will kill him for... the brotherhood that he belonged to. We were just sort of talking about it, and I don't know if Joe and Joe sort of is like, maybe I should just kill Senzi. And I go, that's a great move. I don't think Joe was serious when he said it, but no. I was like, man, that's an awesome belief to go after. I mean, it's powerful and it's game changing. People use that too often, but it is
it's quite dramatic. I don't have a problem with it. I would say only do it if you want to go after it.
Yeah, that's... I don't know if that's something I
want to do. Because that's...
But I do need to come up with who that target was.
No, you don't have to. If you want to, then you need to.
Well, maybe I'll wait.
But you don't have to.
Maybe I'll wait and spring that when the story comes.
When the story shows up and it goes, oh, that's who I was after.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, you're going to burn his boat, Roy, right?
Yes, I am.
I my second one.
Okay.
I will influence the new captain that Madrauder is the true leader, or the true captain. Get him to follow Madrauder's orders.
On Flint's boat?
Yeah, as soon as he's on our boat, turn him against Flint.
So make him relinquish his power back to Madrauder. Okay. What is the one that you came up
it's
with?
It's sneaky.
The first
have
one.
The other, the oh, first one is I will protect Lady Flint's honor. Lady Flint's honor with gusto.
Okay. You want to keep that?
Yeah, I'll keep it.
Joe, do you have number
two? I will assist Talithel in raising Madrauder's... What am I saying there?
You can come up... Best way... I find that when you assist in the text or in your belief concept, you never make any progress.
Right.
Grabbing hold of something, even if it's in the same direction as him, even if planning for it to help someone else, it's always best to grab hold of your own direction.
If Talithel fails, I'll kill him.
How about I will bring down Flint?
Okay. Sure. How?
Trip it.
By exploiting my relationship with Lady Flint.
How does that bring him down?
Well, that has to come out in play. I mean, it's
oh, okay.
Well, it's on fate.
He has to come up with that.
Yeah.
In play.
Okay.
I mean, but it's definitely something he can use. Something he could pursue if he goes after it. And messes with him.
No, I mess with him.
Depends on who speaks first.
It depends on the dice. Talithel?
One more.
You're asking about the key earlier. The way I put it on mine was once the treasure key is in our hands, I will burn the ship.
Flint's arm looks important. Keep it close.
How many people know that the arm is the key?
Everybody.
All of you?
All we all do? Okay.
All the PCs?
All the PCs know. Okay.
That was openly discussed while you were all planning, I believe.
Just making sure I was correct.
So.
I don't want to get yelled at. Jeff makes me cry.
But not because I yell at you.
Okay, then.
It's because my hugs are so good.
Tight.
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 We spoon.
No.
Why did I say I think there's more for you?
Going back to Joe's number two problem?
Try brand muffins.
That makes him cry, too.
Okay.
Boy is marking down where to edit.
Oh no, I'm keeping that one in.
Okay.
Grand muffins.
What's for breakfast?
Crackling oat bran.
Alright, my third belief. Keep Cole alive until he gets the key.
Okay, so.
And then he is expendable? Cole is made of wood.
Use the crew. Put Madrauder back in charge, and
right.
So Fel is gone for the being, time being.
When the ship goes up in flames, so does Cole.
Anyone else? I think we're ready. So, Ethan, you draw your blade out of Mr. Bleeker's body.
Put my foot on his chest and pull it out.
And you realize you are surrounded by armed men. The guys who came in.
I will turn to the admiral and say,
he's killed the second mate.
Shing.
Says loudly into all those and all the men there. He has killed the second mate. Ha ha. Ha.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Turn to the admiral and say, your dog attack first, call off your men, and let's talk.
Stay your blades, gentlemen.
I'll put mine away.
You are wise beyond your years, Admiral.
I think I see who I want to kill.
Bloodshed is not necessary when we have the cool hand of your admiralship on the rudder.
Firewood says what?
Stand outside. Have the men stand outside. You may stay here.
As you wish, Captain. Very prudent. Men!
Who's this brown nose?
Outside. Oh, well, you're quite astute and strong-willed. Well done.
That is Remy Plazard. He is Dumas's second.
He looks as eager as the first. It's very nice to make your acquaintance.
Somehow I doubt that.
As they're going by, talking, I go by and pick up the spilled glasses or whatever. Put them on the tray.
Well done, Roger.
Oh, that's not going to get annoying.
Somebody kill him quick.
Can I call? Maybe I'll call you Wodger. Well done, Wodger.
Wodger.
You are very good at...
You will never be able to maintain it.
And you got to sing if you do that.
Oh, you got to... really? You don't think I can...
I don't think you can maintain it.
I probably can't.
And you wouldn't look as good in a bustier.
So...
Am I wearing a bustier?
No, I'm...
Blazing saddles. I didn't see that on the sheet.
Do you want to wear a bustier?
Blazing saddles.
Oh, okay. I was thinking history of the world.
Ah.
You look like the best boy.
You look like a bucket of...
Yeah, we know.
Okay.
Same mind.
Yes. St. Mel.
So? Talk.
So, Admiral, by our agreement... you will present a man to captain the ship and release the Red Star? Red Morning? What is it?
Red Sky Morning. I see no problem with that. It is my unfortunate crew member who started the blows. I cannot fault you for your attack on him. I wish you were a little less,
rough?
Enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic was the word I was going for, but...
I think he was trying to hit the elf.
Anything worth doing is worth doing well, Admiral.
You should know, Admiral.
I was clanging my sword and it just went off.
Be that as it may.
So, how soon can the Red Sky Morning get underway?
As soon as you can get it out.
We still talking about Joe's number two.
Excellent, excellent. So, who will represent you on the ship?
I think Mr. Plazard here will do an excellent job.
Sir? Admiral, thank you. I will not let you down. Where are we going?
I don't believe that either, Admiral.
I am at your disposal, Admiral.
Of course. I would not send anyone into the company of brigands of the city without someone to watch your back. Roger, why don't you accompany him?
Me, sir?
Excellent choice.
Me, sir? Thank you, sir.
Expendable one and expendable two. Well done, Admiral.
I figure a half dozen is a good number.
One, two... Yeah, yeah. Not bad.
Take your comatose friend and depart.
Can we throw the other one overboard?
We will take care of the funeral arrangements.
Great, great. I go over and lift up Ben.
Okay.
I'll help you carry him. We'll start dragging him off.
You will bring
maybe really kick the crap out of your buddy there.
Bring the Red Sky Morning out. Heave to. And we will see that you are escorted out of the blockade.
Excellent.
Mr. Plazard, is there anything that we need to get ready?
just gather your things. I will meet you starboard to be lowered in the dinghy in 10 minutes.
Aye, sir. Oh, right.
Shove it, sir.
No, he's ready right now.
Oh, is he always ready? Oh, he has his up. Oh, okay. He just reaches his hand back and grabs his backpack.
Ready, go!
Very well. Gentlemen, our ship awaits. Where are we going?
Immediately, we're going to the Red Star Morning. Sky Morning.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Oh, heading after that. Once we leave the blockade.
I suppose we have to transport the steel. Or red sand.
Black sand.
Black sand. Iron. What are we calling it?
Black iron sand.
Black iron sand. Back to
Emporios.
Emporios. Mm-hmm. Emporios.
Very good. Sounds like a fine.
Excellent. Let's go. We'll drag Finn
off.
So
you go. You get in the dinghy and row your way back into the pirate city. Tied up to the dock, and now you have to go convince Madrotter to give up his ship to that.
It's not hard. Do you want to knock him over the head, or do you want me to do it?
We still have to have him meet the Flint before we leave, correct?
Who?
I thought we had to pull up next to Flint's ship to get escorted out. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
We don't need Madrotter for that.
No, I'm saying him visible.
Oh, yeah. We'll kill him later. We'll wait till we get home.
It's amazing. You don't even have that as a belief. And the beliefs you do have, you're not even playing. He just left Flint's arm attached to his body. And he'll just walk off the ship. I don't understand that.
Getting back over there, man.
You haven't even burnt the ship yet?
No.
But you just want to kill him. Roy's just throw it over. It's like Jeff's playing a character. I'm going to kill Jeff's character.
Make a name for yourself. Kill someone. It's a belief.
Oh, okay. Roger's a good pick.
Hey.
Everybody likes Roger.
He's kind of a simpleton.
Hey.
But yet still smarter than you.
No.
Moving up on the list.
Okay, well, let's go talk to your captain and tell him the new arrangement. Your previous captain.
Perhaps you should let us explain it to him.
Certainly.
Okay,
good. Why not?
I do believe that would be best.
Okay, let's go find Madrotter.
I'll try to say something.
You'll try to what?
Try not to say
something. Okay.
Good. I'll let somebody tell.
So you're
waiting.
I don't know that I'm the most persuasive person in the group, but sure.
No, I think
I might.
I'll do it.
You talk to the man. I'll back you up.
What am I learning? What do I need to?
I have a 5.
I think fire building is on your list.
Arson.
You have a what?
5 in persuasion.
That's an awesome number.
He's probably got a 5 gray. 3 gray.
3, but it is great.
It is great.
So it's about the same odds.
Well, I got a 3 too.
Right?
No.
So, do you get back to the ship? And?
What a fine vessel. The Red Sky Morning. Not too crazy about the name.
Do you mind just standing over there for us?
No, I'm not. We are not leaving your company. I will let you do the talking, but I am not leaving your company. This is my ship. I will now take possession of my ship. You can explain the circumstances to your unfortunate previous captain.
Until the captain relinquishes the vessel. We still need to negotiate that.
It's relinquished.
They'll take it from him.
That's not the deal. Shall I return to the Admiral Flint and tell him
the deal was for us to talk to the captain. So button your mouth right here. We'll be right back.
I'm going to go with you. You're going to talk to the captain.
So you won't say nothing through the whole conversation?
I will not guarantee that.
You have no
You're
going to
stay here.
I have no stake in this. This is my ship.
When the captain relinquishes...
Elf, you're so silly. You're very funny. You bring him along as comedic relief. Let's go talk to the captain and advise him of your agreement with the admiral. From your duel of wits that you must abide by. Let's go. No, I am not staying on the dock while you go get on the ship. You're not to leave my sight.
That was my agreement.
I'm your new captain.
You're not on the boat yet.
We didn't have a duel of wits.
I will step up on the ship.
What duel?
I'll start walking. It's like, I will talk to the captain or you can talk to him.
Speed test!
I will go to the ship.
There isn't a duel of wits involved.
There wasn't a duel of wits.
Oh, there was an agreement. Wasn't there an agreement with the...
There was an agreement.
He just agreed.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he wasn't given a role. He just agreed.
Then I'm going onto the ship anyway.
Speed test!
It'd be stupid for my character to stand there and let you all walk up onto the ship. That's goofy.
You can walk up on the ship, but you will not be in the conversation. You will not...
The hell I won't! Stop me! Stop my character!
I'm going to try!
Well, now, the real question is, do we want to try it with words first?
Certainly. That makes perfect sense. I'm going onto the ship.
No, you're not.
No.
Talithel has been leading here. No.
It is not your vessel until Captain Madrador.
Oh, it is my vessel, by right of the admiral's say so.
Your admiral doesn't rule this vessel.
Now, are you wanting to grab hold of some high stakes, or just want to go for a nice simple, you stand on deck while they talk to him and keep quiet, versus...
I was, you go and converse if you want.
I
was initially willing to let them go ahead and talk to the man, and I would just stand there. But now, I'm gonna go with them. They're gonna persuade him for me, and then he's gonna become my bitch after this conversation.
Who?
Talithel.
Okay.
He will do everything I say from this point forward, unquestioningly. He will give me his ultimate loyalty. He will give me his loyalty.
Well, Jason, you're going to be working on your belief really early tonight.
Sounds good.
So this will definitely be a full-on duel of wits.
Twice.
Consider what your statements of purpose are going to be. Remember, the bigger it is, the more fun it is.
Tell us, what do you want?
Well, what I want is him to shut his mouth and follow my daughter's orders and act like a puppet.
Act like the puppet he is.
That's right. The second mate. Not the first, but the second.
Who's my daughter?
Hmm?
Huh? Who's my daughter?
The captain of the
NPC. Captain of NPC. This ship. The captain Red Sky Morning.
He's the current captain of the Red Sky Morning, which is a pirate ship that we contracted to come to this place.
No.
No, we contracted to follow Madrider to come to this place. Right. We follow Madrider. Oh.
We put Cinzio on Madrider's ship.
Right.
We came to this port to find Cinzio.
So what ship did the Admiral give us?
He's going to give us Madrider's ship.
Admiral's not giving up any ship.
He's allowing us to take Madrider's ship out as long as his man's in control.
Because the Admiral's fleet is outside the port. Madrider and about 100 other ships are inside the port. But there's a very small exit, only one ship at a time can go through, thus bottling them all up.
I see. So the Admiral is just saying, as long as his man is on the ship, he's allowing them to get out.
Because Finn is a swordsmith who has an extended contract with his employer, through his employer, with the Admiral to create a whole bunch of swords.
Right.
And the ore to make those swords is in the hold of the Red Sky Morning.
Okay.
So even though the Admiral wants to get his hands on the Madrider, the ship can go through because the Admiral gets what he wants in a different way. Clear as mud?
Yeah, he wants the ore.
He wants the ore to get to Emporos so that Finn can create the swords that he's paid for. Okay. Remy Plazard, what do you want out of this?
So we're currently still in the dinghy?
Let's just say you're walking from the dinghy towards the other end of the dock, where it's a big dock. You're on your way to the ship. Jeff, body of argument, please.
Statement of purpose?
Statement of purpose, yes.
I will take command of this ship, and Talithel will be my loyal helper.
I think you should dream bigger.
Is bigger?
No, I think what you should say is I am the captain of the ship, and everyone present will recognize me as such. You should bind all of us to it, because we're all going to be our
captain. Oh, okay, you're right, that's right.
Instead of just making him your slave, you should make all of us acknowledge you're the captain.
Okay.
Because
all
we want...
All present will acknowledge that fact.
Wait, hold
because
on.
Because we
hold on,
want
hold on,
him
second.
To be the second in command.
Yeah, but the binding duel of wits is between these two, not between them.
If you're present, you're bound.
Right. If you participate,
you're bound. If you participate, you're bound.
Yes. But you're not... But it's bad form... to walk away to avoid being bound, and then come back later on and challenge it.
Although it's arguably...
So I can challenge it consistently all the way through?
You can recognize him as the captain and still kill him later.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yes.
As long as that's not part of the stakes.
And the stakes have changed how?
I'm not beyond a little mutiny.
You are in command.
I'm taking command of this ship,
and all
present will recognize.
And they are bound to that
yes.
fact.
Yes.
And will behave accordingly.
Yes.
Talithel. Jason, what do you got in response to that? What do you...
He will follow Captain Madrotter's orders.
To the letter.
To the letter. And when we are done leaving, he will help us get the key.
Oh,
at all cost.
So that means you have to reveal that you're out to get the key.
Won't matter because you'll be bound, baby.
Assuming you win.
Well, he doesn't have to tell you exactly what the key is. He just says he wants the
key.
He wants the yeah.
The key, yeah.
He wants the key, and you got to help him get the key.
Item from the Admiral's possession.
Whatever that.
The Admiral's key, without knowing what the Admiral's key really means.
Wow. Wouldn't it be nice if we had a doctor that could help stop the Admiral's bleeding stump?
Yes! Save the Admiral's life. Of course, the doctor we knew could never have managed that.
That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't it be nice?
Although he could help the bleeding.
Yeah,
he just wouldn't be able to stop
it. He could definitely help with the bleeding.
It's amazing. He just managed to walk away with the map and Senzio. Because he wasn't trying to cure anybody.
I don't think he rolled for that.
He pretty much just
didn't
walked
happen.
Away.
Yeah, how about it?
So, anything more on Talithel's point? Do you want Plazar to follow, to fake command and follow
Madrotter's? And help us get the key.
And help get the key at all costs. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It sounds pretty even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these seem to be very strong dual wits going on right now. All right. Always fun.
You're not going to tell
them? So this is definitely a big deal. Talking to each other, so persuasion is the skill at hand.
So persuasion plus will?
Yes. Persuasion plus will. Because this is a big deal.
Mm. Well, I could use oratory, couldn't I? I'm trying to convince a group.
Yeah. For you could. You're trying to get him. He's trying to get them.
He's got another hand with him, too. I'm trying to persuade him, too. Don't leave him out.
I'm with him.
For now. You love elves. I don't think two people is a group.
Pretty much by his beliefs, he's already on your side. He just hasn't admitted it yet.
Okay, so, well, that just gives me a body bargain of 10.
So,
10 body bargain.
So no on the oratory for me?
Only if you teach me the book.
Or not.
Your oratory is higher, I take it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't see persuading him as getting you any advantage on this. I definitely think it's just you got to get Remy on board.
Does it limit what skill you can use?
I thought it depended on which maneuver you did.
What page?
Well, you can't use oratory.
391. Sorry?
391.
Doug's trying to figure out why oratory can't be used here. Oratory is for speaking to a group.
Groups, yes.
No, I'm just wondering if it says these are the skills you can use. I'm not saying...
Right.
I'm not arguing for oratory. I'm just trying to understand what's the available skills.
That's page 391. Body of argument skills, coarse persuasion, interrogation, oratory, persuasion, poisonous platitudes, rhetoric, or sonorous debate may be rolled for the body of argument test. And the situation helps define which are and are not available.
Sure.
What do you need to fork into? Is it... What does the skill need to be to fork into?
Into dot, dot, dot?
Two dice.
Into two dice.
Oh. Fork, seven.
Yeah. Seven.
Help, five. So, Mr. Briggs over here...
Yes.
With his five persuasion... when he tries to help with persuasion, we'll be handing over two dice.
Ooh,
that's nice.
Jason.
Yes.
What is your will and...
Persuasion, it's total's nine.
I'm sorry?
Nine total.
Nine total. All right. I assume you all are scripting at the moment.
Oh.
So basically, it's a combat script.
Mm-hmm.
And each round...
With words.
With words. And combat in Burning Wheel is done in groups of three, called an exchange. Three volleys in one exchange. You write out your full exchange with three actions you're going to take, and then you play them out, and if the battle's still going on, this works whether it's Duel of Wits or or fight. And if it's fight's still going on at the end of the exchange, you script another exchange. And they all interact in certain ways. Points are like stabbing. You know, you make your point and take it off of their hit points, the body of argument.
So you have to determine if you're making a good point or not?
You roll the dice.
There's a table, 394.
Probably the same.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You cross-reference the action you're taking and the action your opponent's taking to determine what kind of test you're rolling.
So it's either no test, a versus test, or a standard test. If it's a versus test, then it's successes versus successes. If it's a standard test, it's usually your successes versus their will, or... Is it always will?
Not always. It depends on...
Depends on the skill.
The maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
The action.
And then if there's no interaction, you just skip it.
Right. But there are defensive actions, there are offensive actions, there are...
And this guy wrote this
tricky
book.
Actions.
I'm just thinking this guy. How long did it take, what's his name?
Luke Crane.
To write this?
Years.
Yeah, this is second edition.
Yeah.
No.
Third
edition?
Yeah.
Was he a lawyer?
No. He wrote one edition, then he did the revise.
Revised was the first appearance of Duel Wits, though.
And he's done like three different editions of the revised, or four editions.
Just printings, and there was like four or five, I think five printings with revisions of
revised. And then this is
revised.
The last.
So is this an RPG for lawyers?
Not really. Duel Wits is a mechanic that allows you to have social combat. I mean, most of the time... In traditional role-playing games...
Yeah, as much as D&D is for boxers.
Yeah. In traditional role-playing games, you know, whoever has the loudest voice, who can ever out-talk everyone else, usually gets his way. In this, it's like you roll the dice, and it's like, no, the dice told you who won.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least that's a standard criticism of old-fashioned role-playing games. You don't have to write them all out. You just have to... That's fine. Go ahead and keep writing. I was just pointing out you don't have to. How are we on scripting down there, gentlemen?
I'm finished. I'm ready to go.
I got one more point real quick.
Are you scripted, though?
Yeah. We've got three of them already filled up.
Okay. Let's get started, then. The conflict between Remy Plazar and Talithel for command of the Red Sky Morning. Not that that means Madrada's going to go along with either one of you at this point, but still. Exchange one. Volley one. What point. Do we have?
Point. Point.
Going to be bloody quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remy.
Everyone standing here on this dock was present when Admiral Flint awarded me the command of that ship in exchange for your leaving. You all agreed to it and you were there. Besides, we all know that everyone knows that Madrawder is a drunkard and not suitable to piloting this vessel. That's oratory with falsehood and rumor-wise. And I'm going to add a persuasion. I'm going to add a persona.
Okay.
Well said.
You have no rank here until Madrawder gives it. Flint also ordered that as well. He said you must give Madrawder to admit to it.
So what do you got there?
Persuasion and oratory. Working in oratory.
Oratory?
Yep.
You got to be big and bombastic if you want to fork in oratory. You got to speak to a crowd. I'm not saying you can't, but I mean you got to say how you're.
This crew will not allow you. You have no rank here until Madrawder grants it. This crew will not allow you on board. And I'll make sure all the crew is around.
So you're doing it in a booming voice, to draw observers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Jumping in. You want help?
Of course.
Okay. I will use law-wise. By the law of your country, you cannot take command of the ship until Madrawder hands it to you.
Sounds reasonable.
Real quick, this is what we were doing, I thought. When you fork, it's just one extra die.
Right. Unless you have a 7 in it.
I will use persuasion. Sir, with all due respect, we haven't even stepped foot on the vessel, and you're barking orders at us as if you've already taken over the ship. Let us talk to Madrawder and ease this situation in, because the crew is bigger than us. The crew is lots of people. We got to kind of ease them in slowly. Just persuasion.
Yeah.
You set one foot on that ship without the elf telling you you can. I'm going to cut your damn hands off.
I want advantage die.
Intimidation.
I want advantage die for him using intimidation. I mean, everybody's persuading, and then he comes in, I'm going to cut your hands off.
Okay. Why would you get an advantage die for that?
Because it doesn't help anybody else's argument. That's not persuading. I mean, he's just intimidating. He's saying, I'm going to cut your hands off. Like, really?
Why can't that help with that?
It's not persuasive. No, it's not persuasive. It's intimidation. How?
It's not persuasion. It is intimidation. Intimidation is persuasive.
It can be if done correctly.
Yeah, I don't buy it. Anyway. Neil, are you going to play?
I guess it would help with the captain wise. Is that basically based on agreeing with what was said by the admiral?
Well, who are you trying to help?
Yeah.
Mr. Plazar.
Okay. And what fact do you have that will help him?
I was there when he said it. I agree with what he said.
The admiral was appointed me captain of this vessel.
And he appointed me his first mate.
Well, he didn't, but are you going to say it? That would be falsehood.
No, yeah.
Always lying. Yeah.
So what skill are we using?
He's I think, if I get this right, you're persuading. The fact that
persuading
you were there.
Bizarre.
He's throwing in the lie for free, but he's trying to say, I was there, I heard it. It's exactly like Mr. Pizarro said.
Okay. So do I get two dice?
No.
I think he's got five.
Two? Five. How do you get
no,
five?
He's only got a two.
Oh, I thought you said he had a skill over there that would give me two if he helped. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about that.
Wrong he.
No. All right, well, I need a
oh. Five.
Now you have to give Jeff a die.
Okay, I'll give you a die.
Do you have any dice? You don't have any dice with you?
Oh, he's a less contaminated die. He's going to use his own.
Yeah, he wants a dice.
Oh, they touched.
Yeah. Ooh, purple.
All okay, right. So what's the die count?
I've got 10 dice.
I've got eight. But I'm going to go ahead and put in two persona.
Okay.
First mate.
Okay, so our tests are routine because there's no obstacle?
Your tests are routine because there is no obstacle.
Ready? You have to roll a 4, 5, and 6, right?
Yes.
For success, yes.
3, 4, 5, and 6, right?
Ooh. What do you use?
Persuasion is gray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you've got 3, right?
Persuasion mm-hmm. is gray.
How do you get to 10? I know you got 2% of the 10. Where are the other 2? Where are the other...
1, 2,
oh,
from 3,
the,
4.
Oh, from the help. Come on, buddy. Let's see. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oof.
And that's a 1. But I have a 6. So I got 5 and a 6.
5 successes. Yeah.
Oh. Dang.
I got 1-6. I'll burn the fate.
Hold on. You don't have to yet.
Oh, no. I'm pressing this round.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Right, I'll burn a fate also.
Too bad you didn't have to call him for the traitors.
Didn't work.
Well, I can always burn a deed.
But
it's not really worth it.
Well, never mind. Ooh, another one! Another one!
So, I believe 4, 7, 10. That was fun.
Boom!
That was fun.
Hey, welcome aboard, second mate.
Well, you still took 5, so it's a major concession.
Mm-hmm.
On 9, that's more than half.
That's more than half.
Thank you.
That's okay. Pink is Roy's.
So what does that mean?
That was it.
Oh.
Okay. Wham!
They usually go
two
back
hard blows.
Oh.
Okay. Well, it usually goes that way when, you know, everybody else jumps in. So yeah. that's the way it's supposed to
when
be.
It goes point and somebody blocks or kind of goes back and forth, but point and point.
It's like two people just stabbing each other, not trying to block.
So now Mr. Plazar has to help you find a key.
Well,
no.
That's what we need to negotiate.
No. Not necessarily. I mean, where are we? What is the result?
Talithel won.
Right.
Reduced his opponent to 0.
Okay.
But Talithel also lost more than half of his points in the process. So that means there has to be a compromise.
Oh, I see.
Which means he doesn't get exactly
everything
what he wants.
He
gets what he wants, but not everything he wants. Right?
Pretty much, yeah. So, and of course, me being the GM, I am the arbiter of what that result is. But, Jeff, you lost. Make the first attempt at compromise.
So, he wanted me to just be a figurehead and help them get...
He wanted two things.
Right.
You to be second mate and help us get the key.
Command in name only.
Right.
Basically, figurehead.
Right.
And get the key.
Right.
I will command, but I'll help you get the key. Right. I keep command. I'm the command of the ship, but I'll help them get the key. As opposed to Madrawder keeping command, and me not helping gain the key, which doesn't really go anywhere. I think.
Well, it depends.
I think it's better to say I get to be the, I'll be the captain of the ship, but I'll help them get the key as part. I'll help you all in what you all want to do. I'm willing to assist you in your quest getting this key that I don't know what it is yet.
Jason, what do you think of that?
I can agree to that if he will help kill Flint to get the key.
No cost. That was never part of the deal.
At all costs.
Mm-hmm. I'll help them get the key. I'm captain, but I'll help them get the key. I'll make Majorda my second mate.
Hey.
Oh. Or my first mate. I'll make Majorda my first mate.
Hey.
He was going to be in the brig or overboard. So, I think it's a major concession.
Well, the Admiral was giving him safe passage, so overboard wasn't an option.
Well, brig then.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Oops. Accident happened.
So, is everyone... okay.
He can captain the vessel to Emporia, and then once we're there, he will make sure we leave safely. He doesn't want to help. So once we get to Emporia, you're done, you can walk away, and we'll sail a boat away. No questions asked.
No, he's just willing to help.
Right, get the key.
Right.
But Madrader, I want to stay in command.
Well, that's not part of the deal.
No.
I'm willing to help you guys. I'm willing to basically help you guys. But see, if I kill Madrader, or not Madrader, if I kill Flint, then...
He's burning his bridges.
I'm burning the bridges, and I'm burning any kind of legal right I have to the command. So...
Little does he know.
Yeah, I may be doing that anyway. But... I mean, assuming I don't know the rest of that stuff, I don't think I can agree to kill Flint.
Well, Jason, of the two things you wanted, what's more important to you?
Madrader staying in command.
Okay, so you're a figurehead, and you don't have to help us get the key. The opposite of what you said.
That's lame. I mean, I just think that's a boring choice as far as the story goes. I mean, because then you just. The NPC just sort of does what Madrader says and doesn't get involved in anything else. I mean, other than to just screw with you guys. I mean, if that's what you want, I can do that. But I think it's an interesting choice to say, hey, I'm the captain, but I'll help you guys in your nefarious plot.
When we get the key, he can become captain.
Ooh.
He has to help us get the key and Madrader out safely, and then he becomes captain. I can live with that.
So well, but you have to see that it happens. I mean, I'm not
right.
Gonna,
yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, I'll help you. I'll help you. But
the key comes first,
and Madrader goes.
Goes like off
goes.
The ship.
Yes. That's the only way I can hang on to my. That's the only way I can hang on to it. I mean, it's
the dwarf was the only one that liked Madrader in the first place, and he hosed him to begin with.
I never hosed Madrader.
Oh, I got a box. I can put him in a box and take him with me. How big's the cargo hold, me lady?
And then you left him.
And then you hosed him.
He wanted to stay.
I like young boys. Come, Senzio.
He wanted to stay. He wanted to stay, and frankly, the dwarf didn't even hose you guys. The dwarf is actually fulfilling your beliefs for you.
Generous.
Well, you know, that's kind of dwarf he is.
So pragmatic.
So the result is what? At this point, Madrader gets to be...
So
Jason just agreed to what you wanted.
But the key, we have to get the key first.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's no matter what. If we don't get the key...
I have to help you try.
He goes
to get
down
it.
And try.
I have
right?
to get you. Yeah, I have to help you get.
So I think you're saying the same thing.
You're saying that. So what I'm hearing, and putting my own spin on it as well, Remy must get the key in order for.
I will help get the key.
Get the key. We can talk about it, but what I'm thinking is you must get the key, and then the ship is yours by them. Now they have to convince. Madrada of that, but that's a different fight altogether.
And convince him to leave his own.
Now, is that what you're looking to turn the ship over to him? Because that wasn't the.
Ooh, Finn's gonna be mad.
Speak up, Finn.
Raise your hand if you have a problem, Finn.
That's what Todd gets for missing important meetings.
Well, it feels like we're changing the stakes. It feels like the stakes are now are changing in the result. He wanted me to help get the key.
At all costs.
And not be kept.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So his compromise is you help us get the key at all costs, and we all acknowledge you are captain.
Correct.
Which I think is exactly what you said.
It's within the stakes,
and that's what I was saying, but right. Let's not wait until afterwards, because let's just do it now. I'm willing to assist you at all costs, but I'm captain now.
But you lost the duel of wits.
It's a compromise. He wanted two things, I'm giving him one outright.
It is a compromise, but you have to make the bigger part of the compromise.
I am making the bigger part of the compromise. I have to take Admiral Flint's arm.
Until...
You don't know that. As a player, I do.
And this part is player.
Okay.
So
I have to compromise blind?
How about this, guys? Remy, you all will support putting Plazar in the captaincy. He will help get the key, whatever that may be, in his mind. And he remains captain until arriving at Emporios.
I'm totally down with that.
At which point he is then back in the Navy or can make other plans.
Okay.
Real quick, an 8 versus a 9 was...
There was no contest.
It was routine.
It's a routine test.
Because they both went straight through.
Yeah.
Your obstacle was effectively won.
Which meant I learned something. Mm-hmm. I'm more intimidating.
That's okay. So did I. I got a routine test.
Mm-hmm. On a 3.
My persuasion's
been really good. No.
Because you had 1, 2, 3.
It's an 8 versus a 9.
It's always a routine.
No matter what, it's a routine test.
It's an ob 1. Doesn't matter how they...
Right. So it's a routine.
So it's just a routine.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
You need it.
Now I'm more intimidated.
Excellent.
It's hard to believe.
I know.
Are you weren't winking, that's why it didn't work.
Oh yeah, no.
No, I just
no, that's just Roy it's just being, always being more intimidating. It's
hey,
not the
look,
character.
When you level up in Burning Wheel, it's just a little more interesting.
Yeah.
Because you get like a skill point.
But then your odds go dramatically up.
Yes. Which is true.
So, just to be clear, the party is putting forth Plazar to command of the ship as far as they're concerned.
He's the captain.
He is going to get the key with you.
Yes.
And then give up captaincy once the Red Sky Morning arrives at Emporios.
Pilot the ship to Emporios, hand it back over to Madrada.
Okay.
I'm down with that.
Are we... Once the ship gets to Emporios, are we saying we're leaving here and we have to go to Emporios first? Because what if Todd comes back, say, next game and says, I don't want to go to Emporios.
He does.
I want to go... I thought he wanted to go to Senzio.
Senzio, but he wants both. And he wasn't particular on which order.
Okay, well, I mean, that's my question. Is it when we reach Emporios, or are we going directly to Emporios from here?
I'm happy to go to Emporios first.
I know you are. I think that
the question is, do we have to go to Emporios first? I mean, I'm willing to give up the ship, but if we don't go to Emporios first...
He doesn't have to give up the ship as quickly.
Exactly. That's the question.
I don't think that answer is resolved by this duel of wits.
Okay, nope. So we're not agreeing at this point that we have to go to Emporios first.
Right.
No.
Okay.
We're keen to power just a little bit longer.
I don't know if my dwarf's coming back. And when he does, Doug's going to try to kill him. So.
So, now...
I don't have that belief right now.
Right now. I will.
So now...
When I pass you on the ship, I'll say, I was always on your side.
Oh, you're on our side now. You're bound to this, too.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Why don't you teach me the bow?
So... Coming to agreement, you enter the ship.
Now what?
We will...
Boys?
Speak with Madrod or somewhere private.
Oh.
Schmied.
My good man, Schmied.
It's a circle.
Would you take this fine young man to give us some beverages?
It's a circle, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
He's my first mate. You don't push him around. You don't tell him what to do. He's going to be my first mate. I need him with me. Have Schmied get your drink.
See you, Schmied.
Send me out for some.
I mean, you don't have to go. Mm-hmm.
I'll be coming, out. Captain. You want?
Let me go get some beverages and bring them back.
Okay. To the captain's cabin. Is that what you want them delivered? Or
yeah.
Okay.
By way of Ethan's medicine chest.
Mm. Well, that's something else entirely. Well, roll your circles. Obstacle two. Your
he gets a plus one.
Yeah.
Because he
named
it.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, now you blow the roll. All right, fine.
You see Schmied up towards the front of the boat. You go up, just tell him to grab you a couple of drinks, and realize that he is passed out cold and will not rouse.
Been there.
He's got your drink right here.
Oh, you got any drink on him still?
No.
No, you're gonna.
Three empty bottles.
The last three on the ship.
Of the good stuff.
Oh, no. Well, they're yours.
Are they? Because
if that was
mine.
No, they're not yours.
No.
If you had failed the roll, yeah.
No, I've got. I got my kegs down there. That I was paid with.
Yeah, they're casks.
The casks.
And they were in the boat.
We have come back since then.
Yeah, you had come back since then.
Yeah.
Make a perception. No.
You never said you made the transfer, so they can be wherever you want.
They're going to be in my cabin.
He can't intimidate me when his arms are full of casks. He can't intimidate me if his arms are full of casks. I want to do a
hide the tap.
Okay.
So let's go find Madrod.
Can't be too far, it's a ship.
Well, let's go find Madrod alone in the captain's quarters.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you go down below decks and head towards his cabin. And you...
Is it his cabin?
No.
It will be.
And you get the distinct smell of...
Oh, no. Betrayal.
Burning paper. Yeah. Definitely. Someone's burning paper.
I'm on deck, sort of walking it off, measuring.
Okay.
Hold this string, Roger.
Very good, sir.
Captain?
I'll rush to the captain's door and open it.
Okay. He's, The cabin's in perfect order. He's standing over a wash basin with a candle and burning embers. What? Oh. Come in. Where's Finn?
Unconscious. Up on deck.
Right here.
Or right here.
Okay.
Captain, is everything okay?
Just securing sensitive documents.
Excellent. Can never be too cautious.
Thank you for failing.
Captain, we have good news. We found a way to get your ship out of port.
By knocking Finn unconscious.
No, he did that himself.
No, that happened after we came to an agreement with Flint.
Dare I ask what this agreement is?
Well, Flint's agreed to release your ship and the ore that's on it.
Who's betraying the Trotter?
Just a little asterisk there. Not betraying him. Not yet.
Machado already he's doesn't
not,
like him.
He's not fin- you're not finished speaking. Go ahead.
Yeah. He's agreed to release your ship and the ore that you carry so that we can take it back to Ambrose.
And I suppose it's only at the cost of my life.
Oh, no.
No? No?
I'll see if your room is ready, sir.
But there is a little twist along those lines. His man has to captain the ship.
That. This is my ship.
It is your ship, and it will return back to your possession as soon as we get to Ambrose.
I come down the hallway.
Emporios.
I come down the hallway quietly.
Neil wants to go make sure my room is ready.
No,
Roger,
that,
Roger wants to make sure the room is ready.
That's what he told you.
Yes.
Look. If he's going to try to be sneaky, I want a chance to observe him.
I took him at his word.
Fair enough.
You're in the room.
Yeah, but if you're trying to be sneaky down the hallway, I want a chance to observe it.
To notice.
Oh, okay. To hear it.
Yeah. Okay, so what is this?
Sneaky.
What was the last thing you said? I'm sorry.
He doesn't want your life. His guy pilots your ship back to Emporios, and then you become captain again.
Well, then, we must make all speed to Emporios, then.
I agree 100%. Captain Overbearing is up on ship if you want to meet him.
He doesn't get my cabin. Do you have stealthy?
Yes, I do.
All right.
and have either seawise or seamanship to be able to sneak down, to be able to move with the ship, knowing which way, so I don't create... any sounds?
Sure.
Sea-wise, I would cover it.
Yeah.
Observation?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Well, can we get in on this action, too?
You're in conversation.
Oh. Yeah. Only he said that.
I'll take the penalty.
Nope, you're busy. So what do I roll?
First, you roll your...
I would ask for an advantage die because he's only got one eye.
Yeah.
No, when he has two eyes.
I have two eyes. I just squint just because it's easier to do the character.
Okay, so he's squinting.
You're stealthy.
Yep, so it's two dice?
See, that's two dice.
Okay. Nothing.
And you're forking in another skill, so that's one die. So that's what
you roll. I see fine. It's right here.
Just because I fork, I get one, or if I had two here, for example.
No, you fork gets one.
Okay.
Unless the number is five.
Oh, right. Okay. So if the seamanship was five, I would get more.
You get, yeah. but C-wise is C-wise, the best.
Okay. Cheaper than
from what you said you were doing, C-wise is the best fit of skills that you fork in.
So three, four, five, or six.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm throwing any persona in this.
You got a
great spell. I don't have any persona, so.
We have a fate.
Oh!
Two.
What you
and
gonna a do fate? Fate?
Yep. Well, I'm going to see if I got
a
burn.
Go ahead,
roll. I might have to.
One. I have a fate.
That doesn't help you without a six.
But doesn't he have a calling for being on a boat? Sea legs or being
sea legs for speed test?
Do you have one for being sneaky?
No.
Any calling for being sneaky? Traits. What traits do you have?
Sea legs is speed test.
Sea legs.
No,
not drunk.
Because that was a
speed test call. Drunk, power of essence.
Yeah, it was a fork anyway. So.
Nothing would say. Sea legs is the only thing that's here.
Sea legs is a trait.
But he used
the sea wise
and stuff, the sea legs, to fork into his stealthy. Into sneaking, right?
No, he used sea wise.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No. Sea legs is a colon.
Yeah. Well, it's a trait. I don't know if it's colon.
It is a colon.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a colon for a speed test on the ship, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't think
it applies.
Do you have like an inconspicuous or a stealthy?
He has aura of innocence.
Oh,
so
well, he sees me. All sudden, inconspicuous.
I can be innocent.
Well, that's only if you start lying to him. But
yeah, I will.
But yeah, somebody is outside. You hear the creaks of the board.
I open the door,
and there's Roger.
Roger, being awful quiet there, aren't you?
Well, he looks absolutely innocent.
Mm. Yes. I was looking for
Telethel.
Yes, Telethel.
You can always knock.
If you'll excuse me, I'll take care of my fan. I'll be happy to take him back up on top deck and make sure all the crew know who the new captain is. If you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I'll let you handle this. Come!
Yes.
I'll tell you the ways of the elf.
Do you have your bow with you?
No, I left it back in the...
I don't know what that means, but... I think that's a problem. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to stay here. Tell me as command. Stay out of my room.
This is going to be fun.
For you.
For me, I'm just going to go back to my room and get drunk.
As captain of the ship, I'm going to order you guys to remove him from my cabin.
I'll go back to my room and get drunk. He hasn't ordered me yet. He doesn't know the situation. No one's explained it to him. They've got this well in hand. I'm going to get drunk.
Okay.
Bye.
I don't call a drink. I'll go with him.
What you doing, Griggs?
I'm going to cast Arcane Seduction upon myself.
Mind this to me?
Yeah. I'm going to cast that on myself.
And what's it do?
That gives me pluses to persuasion.
Ooh, Neil, if you just rolled a little bit higher, I'd actually got to use some of my fate.
I have a fate.
I've got 15. I need to use some fate.
Yeah, picking on a cabin boy.
So what are you going to do after that?
I'm going to persuade my daughter to get out of the cabin.
Oh!
You're going to catch a spell right there in front of him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, does he have to? Can he step out and then come back?
Can I go out in the hallway?
If he wants to.
I mean,
if he wants to. I'm just asking what you're
doing. Excuse me for a moment. I step out in the hall. I try to cast Arcane Kindness upon myself.
Okay. So you're stepping out in the hall to cast magic. Ethan is going with...
No, I'll stay.
Comes up on top deck, I want to catch him.
Okay.
Me? I'm not going on top deck. I'm going on my cat.
Rory's going down to get drunk.
We're talking about both.
Talifel and Roger going back up. What are you doing on deck?
I will start influencing the crew that this is the new captain aboard through song, blah, blah, blah. How to do that.
Okay, yeah. So you're alone in the cabin with Madrotter.
I learn whatever songs, elven songs.
Well.
So, Madrotter, I know we got off on a hard start, and, I never gave you this back. Hand him the key. You know, we should really just let bygones be bygones and move forward. I mean, Cinzio's gone now, and we can put all that behind us.
That's fine. I just burned all the copies of the maps, so it doesn't matter.
Excellent.
A clean start, then.
A clean start.
I'm still not giving up my room.
We'll see about that.
So you step out and cast your magic?
What's your obstacle?
What is your obstacle? I'm going to... Yeah. I come back. When I see them coming out...
Uh-huh.
Well, I walk up to...
It's Talifel and
well,
Roger
they,
come up.
So, they...
You hear us talk on
the
elven.
They don't go on the deck to go down wherever they're going?
Or
no. No, the captain's deck is not below. Captain's deck... The captain's quarters is going to be on the deck. I mean,
not usually. They're usually inside the ship. Right. At the back of it, yeah.
But
there's usually... You're thinking movie concepts, and they usually face the deck in the movies, but that's not really actually how the ships normally work.
Well, they're going to be the back of the ship because that's the least rocky part of the ship.
Right? But not opening up on the deck like you see
actually
in the
movie. Center is the least rocky part of the ship.
Anyway.
How does double dice work if I use a deed point? If I'm rolling 6 dice on a knob 4, do I actually roll 12?
No, you start with your base dice, which, yeah.
The 6.
Which would double that if you're doing a deeds. Are you going to use deeds for this?
Say no.
Yeah. That's not worth it.
No, you don't want to use these for those.
Just try your persuasion. If you fail,
okay. All right. Well, I might burn some fate, maybe. Hopefully. Well, my knob is four, and it's four up. So anything that exceeds four adds pluses to my persuasion up to a plus three.
And it's open ended, right? So any sixes automatically explode, right?
No.
Yes. Magic, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Magic is.
Your sixes are automatically open.
Oh.
So you don't need to burn the fate.
Well, maybe I should burn a persona then.
Although you have plenty of fate to burn.
Yeah.
Well, you can burn a fate to roll a failure. Reroll a failure.
Okay.
Only one, though.
Only one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the roll.
All right.
Bang!
Bangarang.
Two.
Three.
Wow. Three sixes on a magic.
Roll three more dice.
Well, if you automatically got a fate to burn, go ahead and burn one of your ones now.
Okay. Yeah.
That way, if you roll six or...
No, sixes go.
No. What I'm saying is you can re-roll one of the failures to add on for a chance before he burns...
He can do that anyways.
He gets to roll the sixes. Sure.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if he rolls
a
six now, it'll be open-ended. If he burns it when it's a failure, he's stuck with whatever he rolls.
No.
If he burns the fate, it's still open ended.
Magic skills are open ended to begin with, so he's rerolling sixes. When you burn a fate to reroll a failure on a magically open ended skill, that six does not explode.
Okay. Well, I'm going to roll anyway. Maybe I'll get another success. So I'll burn the fate, and here's the reroll.
Six. Oh, another six.
Another six.
You still have three more dice to roll.
Right.
Well, four now.
No, because that was the fate opened one. That doesn't explode.
That one. Oh, okay.
That's what he just said. That's cool. Yeah, there you go.
So grab more dice. Because now you have no successes in the table.
Oh.
Right back.
You failed,
he puts them back.
So there's the ob I met. Anything off over here is
gravy. Yes. Mm-hmm.
More sixes.
Let's Yahtzee, baby, Yahtzee.
No, oh.
None.
All right.
Well, so what's that mean?
I don't think it means anything.
You don't even get a plus, plus one?
Meeting the obstacle adds a plus one.
Yeah.
All right.
So you get to roll six dice for your persuasion.
Yes, okay, my persuasion roll is now a six. I go back in. Glowing with arcane kindness. And
so that wasn't even to convince him. That was just for the spell.
That was just to get the plus one. And say, Captain.
So you see, you come into the room, and you see the captain messing with his little trinkets around the room, obviously annoyed by the situation. And you see Ethan at the wash basin going, map?
I know I can fix this.
Trying to pick up charred pieces of paper that fall apart in his fingers.
Okay, Captain, so I realize you're very attached to your quarters, and what a lovely room, I might add. However, we've worked very hard to negotiate safe passage. If you could just let him have your quarters for this one journey, I think life would be easier on all of us. Because it's going to be hard enough with this guy. He's a real jerk. Can't you just possibly let him sleep in your quarters just for this one small journey? Would it be so bad?
Can I jump in?
Sure.
But you're going to have a drink.
No, I said I stayed behind. I gave him the key. I told him what's the bygone be bygone.
Oh, I thought you were still going to go have the drink.
No, I'm just joking about that.
Oh, okay.
Captain, it's only for 5 days. I mean, it's really not that big of a deal to fight about.
2 weeks.
A couple of weeks.
Is it weeks back?
No. 2 weeks.
You want your die back?
No. It's only for 2 weeks. It's not that big of a deal. There's no point in fighting about it.
He stares at you both with steely gaze, unmoved.
Oh, wait. I've already got enmity with him, don't I?
Oh.
quarters?
No, not from not, the. He doesn't like you.
From catching him coming out of his quarters.
From lying to him about before. I thought I had. I already. No?
And you, there was no circles roll for that. Okay. He just doesn't like you.
Okay.
Because you're a liar and a thief.
So you get a bonus to the.
Yeah, that's
get
right.
a bonus one to the obstacle.
No. At the moment, it will appear that. That bygones are letting be bygones. But anyway, he doesn't want anything out of it. He's unwilling to listen to you, unmoved, so you have his will as an obstacle. Obstacle 5.
Ooh. Ooh, big one.
If you succeed, you convince him to move out. And he does so. If you fail...
What happens if he fails?
I was waiting for that. He will move out of his cabin, but you no longer acknowledge either one of your presence. And
he takes their cabin.
And once you leave this ship, he will never let you on board again.
Mm. Boom, boom, boom.
Both of us?
Both of you.
You all right with that?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Sure. We have to kill him and put in a new captain. Another game will do it.
Yeah. The way people die on this game, I'm not sweating it.
No, just the way Jeff plays.
Okay. Yes, here we go.
Is that cool with you?
That's cool.
All right.
You got to beat a 5. How many dice you rolling?
7.
7.
You're going to add anything to it?
Could throw a persona in.
You could throw a persona in.
A deed.
Could throw a deed.
5 successes.
I don't think you should, but you could.
Yeah, don't burn the deeds on this.
Don't burn.
I'll do a persona.
No, don't burn the deeds.
You have to have 5 successes.
He needs 5 successes with 7 dice.
8 dice.
Sorry. And these are not magic, so they don't necessarily explode.
Oh, he's got plenty of faith to make it explode. Though.
4, yeah. 5, 6.
Don't choke him.
Three.
No,
2 sixes.
3.
Oh. 3. 3. No, I'll burn a fate and reroll a failure.
No.
No.
That's magical.
Open-ended.
Oh, okay.
Magic skills get that rule.
Call on?
Call on for seduction.
You can seduce him.
Mm-hmm. I can't seduce him.
Well, you could.
You could.
But that would have been an entirely different role. I don't think Ethan would be helping you.
Rude.
You know what the captain was before, right?
I'm not telling you to do it, but if you burn your deed, you can re-roll all the dice again.
You can re-roll them all?
Yep. All the failures.
Re-roll failed dice from one test, yeah. But I don't think you should.
I don't think you should either.
I'd keep your deed. It's too big of a deal.
You got to hit 2 successes.
Hey, we're all good, dude. Not like this group staying together anyway. Dwarf left. We'll be disappearing on it. Look, Talzel's gonna be dead soon.
Well, you got what you wanted. He's leaving the cabin.
But yeah, be, right.
But you will not be part of any conversation he's in. And
him,
once you get off the ship, you'll never get on.
Them two.
Those two.
Those two.
Those two.
All right, well, when they deliver this,
is he finishing this conversation? I will, I'd like to come down to my, I think he's had enough time to mourn, right?
Right, right, yeah.
So.
He's looking for me.
Well, I see you with Talithel. I'll go down and I'll say, Commander Madrona, I know this is not the best circumstances for us to meet, but these gentlemen, I came to Admiral Flint and asked that he help them with their cause, and this was the price that he gave them. I will treat your vessel as best I can while I am captain, and I will treat your cabin. In fact...
Okay, Admiral Kirk.
In fact, to show you that I bear you no ill will, why don't you remain in your cabin?
I would not think of it. You are the captain and deserve to be in this room for as long as you remain captain.
If there's anything,
it is the only appropriate thing to do.
I understand that you have a history with this vessel. She is was yours and will be again. I always have an ear if you have something that you would like me to know.
Fine.
I am at your service.
Good to know. One thing. At this point, I only have one piece of advice to give you. Don't let that one in your cabin alone, especially if you have locked.
That's... I didn't want to leave him alone, period. That's why we're now in this position. I wanted to come with him. Understood. Understood. You are a fine judge of character. That's right. So,
sleeps up, dude.
Mr. Briggs, may I have a word?
Absolutely, sir.
I will leave you to your cabin, sir.
Thank you, Commander.
Then he sulks off below decks.
All right.
Yeah, what an ogre I am! Ha ha ha! I close the door. Click.
I go back up on deck.
Mr. Briggs, I cannot help but feel that the captain relinquishing his vessel so easily had something to do with your talents and skills. You seem to be, even in our discussion on the docks, to be a man of persuasion, a person who can be trusted to do what is right and does it the way it needs to be done, unlike that brute, that drunk that you're traveling with.
Talitha.
And Cole. Yeah. So what I would like, I would ask that you fulfill the position as first mate. Suck on that, Roger.
I would be honored, simply because I've been traveling with these heathens and drunks and spies and cheats and liars for long enough.
Spies?
Well,
you don't know that.
I don't know.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking out of my head.
But I don't know that. So yeah, I would be honored to be your first mate, and I'll do it the very best I can, because I think I might have burned a bridge with Madrotter anyway, trying to get you into this cabin. He's pretty upset with me at this point, so...
Well, I'm sure he's not that upset.
Oh, he's...
He's upset, right?
He has a way.
Oh, would you catch... Well, would you go catch Captain Madrotter for me as your first...
official duty.
Official duty. And ask him to meet me on deck in 5 minutes to turn over command of the vessel.
Aye, aye, sir. Off he goes.
Okay.
Oh, meet me back here. We will go to the deck together.
So, up on deck, Taufel has been...
Are we singing?
Sure, by the way.
He's singing, but he's singing about bows. Yes.
Boats.
Bows. You know, like in your hair.
Right, yeah.
The ones...
Feast day, yes.
Yeah, what sorority girls wear, you know, it's...
You know, you did say that we were right. Next time, stand up for yourself. You aren't on the ranking vessel anymore. You're on a pirate's vessel.
Pirate?
Remember that. You are now on a pirate's vessel. You are now following a pirate.
It's the pirate life
you
for
you. You have an open code now. There is no more rank, no more honor, no more anything. And about this time, ladies and gentlemen, here comes the captain.
Do we? I mean, does he get?
Yeah, he gets.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if he was going to have an issue with that because he was going to ignore him.
Well, what happens is you go tell the captain, and he stands there.
Oh, come on, sour grapes! Don't be that way.
I have a strange inkling that I will be on deck in 5 minutes.
Very well. Well done.
I must stop talking to myself.
All right. I'll wait for Madrotter to come back, and I will go on deck with him.
Okay. You do so.
Drum roll.
And I say,
did you clip yourself?
Nope.
Yeah. I say, Commander, I know this is difficult, but it would be best coming from you. If you don't mind, please turn over the command of your vessel.
He does, following all normal procedures.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ensign. No.
I whisper over to Tim.
Talitha.
Is he the new pirate captain?
Yes. I will ask Madrona to take the helm.
He does, so.
Awesome.
I've never navigated.
You reduced him to a pilot?
No, I'm going to let him. He's in control of his ship. I'm going to let him control his ship. He's going to steer the ship.
Yeah.
He knows it better than I do. I can't think of anybody better to steer the ship.
Captains are known for.
Generally, they turn it over to the pilot.
If they feel the need to, yeah.
Very good. Let's get underway. We have a meeting with Admiral Flint. Let's not be late.
Let's go see Flint.
So, in relatively rapid order, meaning about hour and a half or so, the ship is underway.
Yo-ho-ho.
And a yo-ho-ho.
To much consternation and wonderment to every other vessel in the port.
Stand on deck.
He asked Telephil, any adventures or anything that you've been on?
Oh, you'll love the next one we're going on. Or after a key. Ooh. You'll love this.
A special key.
It's a very special key. It's going to be great. You'll love it.
Can I get a ring like that in my ear?
Mr. Briggs, would you... First Mate Briggs, would you join me in the quarters, please?
Absolutely.
Oh-ho! He's going to get to use the seduction after all.
This is where you find out the price of being number two.
Remember, this is Dumas's.
When we get down there, I will... So... What is this key that we're after?
Oh, it's rumored to be a treasure key. I don't really think these guys even know.
Lying to them?
No, I mean, we don't, do we?
Yes.
I asked that earlier, remember?
No, obviously not.
Yes, it's common knowledge because before we got on the boat with Flint...
This was something Finn was after.
It is. It's something everybody's after, really. Yeah, it is now. Mm.
Now it's something Cole is after.
Finn tells us all about it.
Yeah.
And it's treasure.
And remember the markings on his arms?
That was one arm.
Well, we don't know which arm.
Oh. Yeah. True.
But the markings of the key or markings are a map?
Right.
It's the key to the map on his arms.
Okay.
But only Madrotter knows the map. Then he just burned all his copies.
He stole the copy.
The dwarf has the original.
I took it in safekeeping. Flint's
had
a clue.
You guys are just so...
You think... I would never...
The dwarf has the original.
I would never...
Madrotter just burned his...
The dwarf has the original.
The original what?
The original map.
He doesn't need to know who's got the original map.
We got to run down Uzkul.
Which dwarf?
We don't know that the dwarf took the map.
Which dwarf? What dwarf are you talking about? He sounds like a fine fellow.
Yeah, we do.
An upstanding...
We know the dwarf took it.
Yeah, because...
We know the dwarf took
it. Finn got it from a drotter, and now it's gone, and the doctor's gone.
I don't know. Finn handed it to the dwarf.
Yeah.
And it was common knowledge. The dwarf said, why don't you let me hang on to it for you, in case something happens.
Exactly.
And he took the map and left with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in safe hands.
So, all the PCs know that... Admiral Flint has the key to the map on his arm.
Well, can I tell him the tattoos on the Admiral? You've seen the tattoos, right?
He never has his arms uncovered.
Okay,
Flint has tattoos.
I've never seen his bare arms. I mean, he is the Admiral.
He has tattoos that are the key.
And we need to obtain those.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we're experts.
Can I ask you about the what's this about a kid?
At least you think you are.
Of course we are.
Great. You really did screw that up, didn't we?
What?
No, we didn't.
The key is to a legendary treasure of great proportions, and Captain Flint had the key to this map. It is on his arms, and I'm pretty sure a man of your talents can help us get on board.
Is that how he got all his ships?
No, that was pirateering in the early ages. He was Captain Madrauder's friend. That's how he got his rep as a pirate. Cool. A great ship lord.
Well, that's the how key. Do you suggest that we obtain these key, the key then? It, nice. Back and forth.
Right. The key. The key.
Assuming, I mean, I know that any means possible, but any means possible means any means are possible. So, is there a way that we could make copies while Admiral Flint slept?
Mm. Could be done. How do you think we get this key?
There's many ways. Some prefer violence. Just a couple people, not naming any names.
Cole.
I'll look in their direction. They really like violence. Big brutes. Love it. Or, a good song can put him to sleep. Make him drool a little bit. We just walk away.
I like songs.
That's good. I do too, but I gotta get on the boat.
I like songs. That's a good idea. Player talk.
Yeah, he's like, I would prefer to avoid violence because it would turn badly for everyone here.
Oh, yeah, totally. And we've seen enough violence. There is one man.
I'd like to have this ship for at least a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. And I would love for you to have it for even longer than that.
Suck up.
Let me say, there's a member of the crew named Tabithel. He's a
he knows.
World-renowned performer, singer, songwriter, bard.
Type. Oh, good Lord. Is that Elf the Tabithel?
That's him. He probably could tell, could sing a sleep song or a soothing song. We put Madrauder out and make a copy.
Oh, you've seen the power of his voice firsthand.
That is a fine idea.
You were in a band.
However,
huh? You were in a band. I might add, Tabithel is one of the most reasonable members of this whole entire crew. Cole is
are you going to roll a falsehood on that?
Cole's a little off his rocker, Ethan. I don't know about him. It is. Finn only rattles on about swords and ore and whatnot.
Well, we see how Master Ethan has already dealt with his previous captain, so I think I know how far I can trust him. And right. Cole is, at least, he is blunt about where he stands.
You always know where Cole is. Drunk or angry?
Usually. He's both. Angry because he's not drunk. Right.
It's you know funny because it's true.
Very well.
But I think Tabithel could be persuaded. In fact, you are his captain.
Well, I prefer not to make this an order.
I see.
I would like him to think it's his own idea. Maybe you could approach him and broach the topic with him. I will get him. I will ensure that we get close enough to Flint. Perhaps a show for him to seal our
I believe
before we leave.
A send-off. Mm.
A send-off. A small party, perhaps.
I believe Lady Flint also... I overheard Lady Flint singing some songs to the Admiral.
You did? Oh, tell me more.
Oh, it's very nice. Any chance I have a chance to get close to her, she smells heavenly. Oh.
Gee, her hair smells terrific.
How close are you getting?
How tall is he?
Segue to this conversation. Have you ever met his wife?
No, big. Oh my God, does she stink?
And I think they've been to some shows. The Admiral asked me to accommodate them in terms of to these events from time to time. And very nice. I think there's many times I think he likes shows. I think
he likes show tunes.
I'm sure
he does like show tunes.
I'm sure if you'll sing for him, I think he would give you his ear or his arm.
Keep it so. Tell me a little more, though.
Any other big friends like yours on boat?
Make it so.
Engage. All right. I will see what I can do. Out the door I go. To find him.
I'm sorry. You said engage, and so you missed that opportunity.
Yeah.
Back in Emporios, yes. Yeah. Long time ago.
So I've got to find Talitha.
All right. You find Talitha in the company of his new favorite fan.
Yeah. And while you're talking to him, he's slowly going to start covering your mannerism, your dress, you know, just bit by bit. Not exact copy.
This guy's weird.
Oh. If you're wearing an earring,
so you're standing behind him, sort of mimicking him and stuff. Oh, that's awesome.
You must bow a little bit more, Al.
So Talitha is encouraging
you. I'm encouraging him.
You first walk out, you must keep your poise. That way it looks professional.
Put this book on your head.
I'm sorry, am I interrupting something?
Is the captain done with you?
Yeah, not even now. Talitha, about this key, do you have any ideas as to how we could obtain such a key?
Well, I believe Cole had his heart on just running through. I like Cole. I really do. Well, you know, once he smacks you around a couple of times, you kind of get to liking it.
Okay, how about a less bloody solution?
Well, I can do the trick that I did on the last vessel, knock out whatever crew or you or whoever's standing near me, and take my chances.
Of course, that only lasts for a limited amount of time.
Right.
And affects everyone.
Everyone can hear it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your writing skills?
We got out on script.
In other words, none.
In other words, zero.
Dude, we were totally masters of copying the last guys.
I'm going to send for Roger. What was going on?
Oh, Roger!
Roger, Roger.
I think the song idea is a good
one. Are you Roger?
I'm not Roger.
Are you Roger?
Hello, Schmied. Looking fine, sir.
Yes, I'm Schmied.
Very good, sir. Shall I introduce you to Roger?
Please?
This is Roger. He is a man of integrity.
And he follows the action. Very good, sir.
Pleasure to have pointed ears.
He's a man of antiquity. He won't understand it.
My ears know.
The captain, the new one, wants to see you.
Master Plazar.
Gesundheit.
Captain Plazar. Right away. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Where's Cole?
And he runs off.
Below decks.
I'll look at Briggs because I have no clue.
He's drinking in his quarters.
Good. I heard he has some brandy. And he's
We got to fight.
when he comes down, I am in Madrotter's wine cabinet. I pick the finest vintage. I hand it to Roger, it's very important, Roger. Take this to Master Talitha with my compliments.
Yes, sir.
I did not know with whom I was dealing.
Yes, sir.
Well, you going to have your conversation now?
Yes. Something a little less bloody, perhaps. The song idea, that could work.
Well, it'll take a few minutes to get the song going. Then once that happens, it will be determined by how strong of will they are.
How about I plug my ears, Ethan plugs his ears, and we together make a copy? After everybody's knocked out.
You do remember, as players, you remember one of Doug's talents?
One of Doug's what?
Talents?
Drugs. Poisons.
Ooh.
in combination, you know, he can put on a show.
He can and distract him so that he can drop the thing. Yeah. But I don't know that he's a poisoner.
I know. Yeah. I do.
I was going to suggest it, but...
I was reminding the table.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Yeah, I like that, too. How about Ethan and his magic concoctions in combination with a distraction by you?
That's fine with me.
Nobody can hurt. Before I get to the door, we get the key...
They're up on deck in isolation.
I thought you were in his room.
No, no, he took you up on deck.
Oh,
so he could ease the passage with the crew to the new captain.
I'll present the idea to the new captain, and we'll take it from there. He's not so bad.
It's long time.
Hold that thought. After he says he's not that bad, Roger comes up with a bottle of wine.
Before we go any further, he is supposed to help. What is he contributing?
Excuse me, sir. With regards to the captain...
Please tell him I'm a fan.
Yes. With regards from the captain, who is a... What did he say? A big fan of yours.
Yes, I do grow on people.
Thanks.
And from what I understand, this is from his finest stock, sir.
The Trotter stamp.
He's at the wheel going.
Yeah, the Trotter sitting with his eyes up.
You can hear the wood creaking in his hands.
Must not wreck the ship.
I can hear no splinters.
How's about this? Ethan makes the poison.
Thank you. You can tell him I accept his lovely gift.
But don't leave too soon.
Don't tell the captain.
He's poison.
Go tell the captain thank you.
Ethan makes the poison. You make the distraction. And the captain, who can probably get the closest to Flint, administers it.
Fine wine.
I don't drink.
Flint does. Compliments of... Our new captain.
Put the
we can let him deliver it.
Oof. I like it.
Thank you.
Nice.
The vessel with the pestles.
Has the brew that is true.
True, right.
But the chalice from the palace.
I just like the beer that's near.
So what are the chances he cracks open it and wants us all to drink it?
Can you tell me something?
I won't. Stop writing, Bill. Don't write that down. Do not write that down.
He doesn't like us that much. All right. I go back to the captain's quarters and say, sir.
I watch him go. I say, can you
don't,
tell me
don't
more
mention
about
any names of skills. My singing is good enough. Don't mention any other names.
Don't mention the poison.
Don't mention that he does poison. Just in case we want to off him later.
Just in case we need to offer him a celebratory drink.
That's right.
They just keep forgetting you're standing right there.
I know.
He can stand there all he wants.
He's a fan, yeah.
He's a fan.
After he goes, the first thing I ask is about your singing.
Lovely voice. Shall I sing for you?
Yes. Can you name any elven songs you can teach me?
I've got plenty.
You won't be able to use them the way he does, but
I have a two.
No, I'm saying you won't be able to use the magic that his otherworldly voice.
But it could.
Come, we shall work on your. You got that deep toner voice. We shall work on this. You remind me of a younger me. Come.
Yeah. So I tell the captain everything.
Okay.
I'll tell him. I think we could administer a poison.
Briggs, have a seat.
Thank you.
Here, have a drink.
Thank you.
Drink first, please.
I will drink it. I'm
done. I believe Talithel is in agreement to create a bit of a distraction. Perhaps with a magic soothing song to put the captain asleep. And if that doesn't work, we have a poisoner on board that could help the song out a bit. Not hurt him.
Who is the poisoner?
I got poisoned too.
Nobody knows that.
Nobody knows that.
What kind of poison are we talking about?
Just a sleep potion. Nothing nasty. Nothing
tonic
that will hurt him. Just a bit of a tonic. Yeah.
Hmm.
A bit of a sleep potion, relaxing potion. Nothing deadly.
A sleep aid.
I believe his wife liked to call it.
But since you agreed to help find this key, perhaps you might be able to administer the potion via some of Madrotter's wine as a gift.
Did he bring the bottle back from?
Gift of good tiding.
Talthel did give it to you, right?
And I didn't take it with me. He showed it to him.
Okay.
Talthel has the bottle already. That's the finest one. Has he drank it?
I don't know.
Did he not like it? Does he prefer something else? What do you know about it?
He wasn't drinking it when I left.
Perhaps we should if he does not want to use or drink that bottle, we can make him a different bottle. But if he'd be willing to sacrifice that one, that is the best one we have. That's a fine idea. I think it's a good plan. We will.
That's awesome. Cruise comes up with bottles of wine and Madrotter.
Of course, we can't tamper with the bottle. It's sealed.
Could probably come up with a measure of...
So he's the one doing the poisoning?
Yes.
Very good. If it doesn't work, if we can't reseal the bottle in an untraceable way, then we'll just use another bottle, and Master Ethan will have to be present to administer it directly into his drink with as much stealth as possible. While I and Master Talithel distract the Admiral. Cole is too much of a wild card. I don't think he should be involved in any of this.
He'll be drunk before he gets there.
Exactly. I don't want him involved.
Absolutely.
He's there already.
And I think perhaps Roger, who's been quite an aid, maybe he should come with us too.
I think the more friendly faces, the better.
I think you are quite right.
Roger's coming! Yes!
I think you're quite right.
So, you want to meet with Talithel and Ethan and discuss the plan of poison and song? Should we discuss this together?
Yes. Go ahead and bring them down.
Off I go. I go get Ethan, Talithel.
And do not...
New captain wants to see you guys.
Okay, no, I was going to... And let's leave Roger out of it for now.
Okay.
So, anything more to add? Do the four of you gather and have your conversation and plot and plan? Anything more to add?
Is the ship moving?
Yes, the ship is moving.
Yeah, so we're heading out.
Okay, I pour myself a nice tall glass and.
Or you can just drink straight from the keg.
No,
Shmeed, they're trying to get some.
Shmeed's on the door.
He passed out before he got there.
Oh, okay.
the captain called you to meet with them, right?
Yeah.
You're meeting with them?
Yeah, us four, but Tom.
So I'm staying behind in your room. I get into some of your clothes.
And he goes commando.
Wait a second. I remember some people in the streets wanting me.
In fact, I was going to ask Briggs to make sure that Roger had a fine set of duds to wear to this engagement. Something with shoes and
frills.
What were you going to say?
I'm just going to
get drunk.
Nice big mug, go up on deck.
And drink on deck.
Drink on deck.
All right. I think we should halt the festivities here.
Yes.
Okay.
So have we had the conversation about the plan?
Yeah.
With the four of us.
That's why I was asking if anyone had anything to add to that concept.
Okay.
I see what you're doing. Did you guys want to?
No. I think I can poison and reseal the bottle. No problem.
Basically, you have the conversation. Do you need to have part of the conversation, or are we good to go with what's already been said?
I think we're good, except for I do think Cole needs to be on the boat.
I think Finn should come with us, since he already has rapport with the Admiral.
Finn can go, but I don't think Cole's a good idea. I don't want Cole there, and that's in order.
If distraction one fails, distraction two is there.
Well, you all can that have your own secondary distraction. He's not going into the thing because Cole is disruptive to
progress.
He's still mad at me.
Proper. No, Cole's a loudmouth. We want to sit there, get everything. We want persuaders to sit down, have a nice drink and stuff. Because like, drink that or I'm gonna cut your. I mean, but if we get in there, seriously, I mean, the way I'm thinking about it, the way Remy's thinking about it is, you are not persuasive at all, other than intimidating, and that kind of stuff is not going to work with the Admiral.
Drink or cut your hand off.
So I want the soft touches to do this, and
still need someone to
maybe
row the boat over.
Maybe fine. Oh, fine. I mean, you can go, but you're not going to be in the audience.
No,
that'd be fine. That'd be fine.
What about Mace?
We keep Mace. I mean, I don't really think about Mace.
Yeah, Mace hasn't come up in the conversation.
Yeah, and that's who's Mace? That's with you guys. Flint's I don't really think about Mace.
He's dead, isn't he?
No.
He's still on the ship.
Todd's son. Who am I? Todd's character's son is dead.
Yeah. Admiral Flint's son.
Ethan killed him.
I got you.
Okay, let's spend some Arta.
Page 71. For those playing along at home.
So, beliefs, instincts, and traits. Nothing. Roy.
I'm good.
Are you sure about that?
I thought I was. Let me look at it again. Right up over here.
Did you get the intimidation? I don't know if that's...
No.
Find out why Flint wants the three individuals. Once the treasure key is in her hands, I'll burn the ship, make a name for yourself, kill someone.
Let's go to traits.
Well, the traits always switch employers when the money's better.
That's instinct. That's instinct.
Instinct. Oh, traits. Cold-blooded, thug, drunk, dreadful. Invoke a trait that sends a story in an unforeseen direction.
The story had no coal in it from the moment you went below decks.
Yeah.
Just a drink.
Well, okay.
Congratulations.
Just what you needed, another fake one.
Another fake one. I'm not going to turn down.
Jason?
I will use Flint's crew against him after it goes bad. Working on that with him. Because.
I have to agree with that. You are definitely trying to turn them one person at a time, but still.
He's not in Flint's crew, he's my crew. That's fine.
Technically, you know, there's a distinction there. You're both still under his command.
Well, I'm all for it because I'm going to argue one here in a second.
And then the next one is, I will influence the new captain, that Madrota is the true captain, and relinquish the ship back to Madrota.
You worked on that, so that'll be a fate point also.
And, well...
You failed, but you worked on it.
I'm still trying to keep him alive, which hasn't come up yet.
Hasn't come up, yeah. He was very un-coal-ish today, so you hadn't had anything to stop him from killing.
And instincts were all eyes on me, really didn't come in, besides goofing off with him. And then always oblige a true fan. The worst sense of it, but that's it.
I would say true fan.
Yeah, I would say you were obliging a true fan. No, but they didn't make your life difficult, right?
Right, yeah.
It could.
Okay. Is that instinct? Always obliged to a fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
So moving on to... let's do the PCs first. Doug.
Mace's life is a bargaining chip. That didn't come up.
No.
When it goes bad, kill everyone. Didn't go bad. You can talk your way out of any problem.
Did you...
With Madrota getting him out of the cabin, and with Flint trying to calm him down so we can leave.
He assisted you.
Yep.
Fate point for that.
Yeah.
Anything instinct or trait related?
No, I don't think so.
All right, moving on. Hey, Joe?
Magic is cool, use it.
Sure.
That's really about the only thing that I did.
Yeah. Fate. Needs more fate point. Needs more definition going forward, but
Okay.
But yeah, fate point for that.
That's instincts. Never pass an opportunity to obtain gold or favors. Use charm and wit to distract from truth and honesty. Always try to talk my way out of fights. I don't really think any of any of that stuff. I did maybe have play a trait. Okay. Traits have to make your life difficult.
I thought it was
traits or story.
Story
extremely respectful of one's betters with the new captain.
Nice. Yeah, because I didn't expect you to.
Yeah, you pretty much turned tail immediately. It's not the right term. You know,
one of those Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah,
things. Is that a fate?
Sure. Yeah, okay. No, that's a fate.
That's it.
Okay, Jeff.
Nice. Okay. Beliefs. Good things come to those who bide their time. Better things come to those who know when to strike. I'm biding my time.
Most definitely. Fate point.
Innocent sacrifices are best.
Don't point me.
Yeah. He was a little one. But as soon as I saw it would be better to take him as first mate, I threw Roger off and sacrificed him. I wanted to mention at the time and say, this is I mean, I was thinking at the time, but...
And that was
it's a little...
That's a belief, though, right?
It is a belief. Innocent sacrifices are best.
That's good for a fate point.
And Elven Blade didn't work on that, and though the number four didn't work on. Instincts.
Point of reference. Flint's full title is Lord Admiral Macian Flint.
Oh, nice. That's...
Yeah. Instincts or anything?
Yeah, that's why I'm...
Did you tag an instinct?
Always use a crowd, but didn't work against me. Never be without a blade, didn't work against me. Always flatter. As soon as I start flattering... They hated my guts.
You flattered everybody pretty much.
I did, didn't I? And
make your life difficult.
Cole hated me the second. I mean, they all hated me the second. They're like, who's the brown noser? I mean, this is...
I did do that immediately as soon as you started fawning.
We'll pick on the second
family. I went right after you.
I'll give it to you this time.
Okay. Fair enough.
But your life needs to be difficult the next time.
More difficult.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, considering I don't have any, and I've got like four now, and everybody else had like 20.
I do have 20.
Yeah. Traits.
Or that one.
The
nice thing about magic is you can always burn one every time you cast a spell.
I'm going to.
I do not think I, James Song, used a trait to send the story in the right direction.
So let's go to Neil.
What's the next date?
The 4th.
I will protect Lady Flint's honor with gusto. There was nothing about
didn't
that.
Didn't come up?
I got half of this one, I guess, the belief. Elves are awesome.
you definitely played that. You get a fate point for that.
Okay.
Because Talithel is your hero.
The second one, or third one, I'm meant for more than just the Navy. I will take any opportunity that presents itself. I'm always talking to him about his singing.
Yeah. You seem to be actively pursuing
other
something else. Yes.
And also piracy.
Yeah.
Way to work those beliefs, Neil.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Get a fate point for that.
Well done.
Instincts. Instincts supposed to be negative.
Instincts
or go against
makes your life difficult.
So always lie. I don't think that worked out. But
he did lie. He lied.
He lied several times.
He lied to Jason and blew it.
I did.
Didn't when you were caught? Well, he was.
Well, I lied to. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
that
yeah,
lied to me. But
Cole, did he? Did his lie succeed?
Didn't make.
We didn't make it wrong.
Refresh me.
He was listening at the door, and Cole caught him outside.
He was sneaking up.
He was sneaking up, and then he lied. I don't know. Did that make your life difficult then?
I don't like him.
You don't like anybody.
Well, I don't know how that plays, but that was the second instinct, always eavesdrop, and I got caught.
Oh, well then, yeah, that's...
That's what I was going to use that on.
But it didn't make your life difficult. You got caught, and the story went on, right? Nothing happened of it?
Well, I couldn't eavesdrop anymore because he pulled me out.
Yeah. He got caught eavesdropping, and Talitha went, you with me up there, let them talk.
Mm.
You'll get a fate for that.
I'll save the new guy. We'll hang you later.
You never be without my stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of a safety net. You had your stuff.
Well, I thought he had to remind me to get it.
No. It's if you play the instinct to say you fell off the ship, and you're like, "Well, I always have my stuff," so I start to drown.
Oh,
you know that's playing your instinct
To make your life difficult. I always carry all my stuff with me, so I'm overweight, so overburdened, so I'm start to drown.
I see.
If you said that.
Or I'm trying to sneak downstairs with all my 10 cups on my
back. Perfect. Yeah, that's a
less also instincts are a safety net. You get washed off the deck and wake up on a desert island. Well, I always have my stuff with me, so I have all my stuff, right? Yes, you do because you can.
But you don't get up.
That doesn't get you Arthur. That doesn't get you fate points for that.
But
it gets you your stuff. The instincts serve several duties.
Yeah. And no traits.
What are your traits?
Sea legs, veneer of obedience, drunk, and aura of innocence.
It's just the character traits, kind of, right?
I could have played an instinct by lying to you about who the poisoner was.
So,
that's
the beliefs, instincts, and traits. Humor.
Joe.
You know what?
With the sour grapes.
Sour grapes?
Come on, sour grapes.
He went in to talk to Madrada about getting out of his ship, and everybody stopped, and everybody's laughing, and it was totally in character.
Totally. There was.
I was going to argue for Neil talking about putting on Talithel's clothes, because, I don't know, I just thought that was funny, too.
Well, it's funny, but
Joe did stop the table.
Yeah.
So, fate point for you.
Okay, right. Then. Yay. 21.
But don't get me wrong. I mean, I still
it's only the second time that's been awarded.
There was several humorous in characters tonight. That was probably just the biggest.
I enjoyed the segue.
That actually worked well.
I love that.
That was cool.
I wanted to say that too. I mean, it was nice to watch have the parallel conversations Indeed. Going on. I hope it probably was maddening for anybody listening to this.
Okay, they're in the same room.
No. Right skill, right time. Having a skill to make the story go.
Persuasion.
Yeah.
Between the two of us, because I mean, one way or the other, we got the key. That's their destination. That's where we're going. The argument, the battle.
I go telephone for that.
Yeah,
sure. The argument.
He won.
Actually, I'm going to give you both a fate point for that.
Oh, cool.
Because you're both playing right now.
Yeah.
If it went Talithel against one of my NPCs that I was doing, it would have been all Talithel. But the result made the story go. So, I can't really. I'm not going to weigh one performance over the other one in this case. Embodiment for really good or distinctive role playing.
I like me, but I like Neil better.
I'm Neil sorry. Really? Tonight was an excellent night. Everybody take a persona.
Oh, God.
Is that fate?
Persona.
That's persona.
That's a different kind of art.
Better than fate.
I love it.
Is it plus one?
Yeah,
you
take the
plus one fate. Plus, you can add a die on your rolls.
The fate allows you to open, if you roll a six, or if you roll sixes, it allows you to, you can spend a fate to roll.
Explode them.
Roll again.
Roll those sixes again. Persona allows you to roll more dice.
Oh, I got you.
Before you. They have a few other options, but those are the biggest.
So if you've got a 2 in something, but you know your ob's higher than a 2, you
improve
your odds.
Or is a 2.
Or is a 2. It is a 2. Increase your odds. Increase your chances.
Okay. Moldbreaker for going beyond the bounds of character, not tonight. Let's do some voting. Workhorse. Who did the work of scenario?
I think Jeff did a good job.
There are two categories that we vote on as a table, and that's Workhorse and MVP. Workhorse is doing all the work of the scenario, and MVP is for being the crucial element of success.
I think Jeff was in every scene. He's the workhorse.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason was the crucial element of success.
I'm good with that.
All in favor?
I'm pretty good with that.
Yeah,
I am.
There you go.
Persona.
Take a persona.
Yeah, you got the MVP and I get the workhorse. Excellent. Thank you.
And that
Tune in next week when Jeff's got a new character.
No, this one hasn't died yet.
Not yet.
Cole hasn't killed this one yet.
Hey. I sacrificed that NPC in a way that was completely appropriate.
Yes.
And helped the story go for Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, he's not here.
To enjoy it.
To enjoy it.
Neil.
Yeah. And my dwarf leaving
was just fine, too.
And now the map burning.
The map burning, great.
So I got Senzio and the map. So I'm a MacGuffin. I'm Dr. MacGuffin now.
You don't have the key,
assassin
though.
That never killed anybody.
I don't have the key, but that's all right. I didn't.
We're going to get that next week. All right, say goodnight.
Goodnight.
We hope everyone enjoyed the episode, and we'd like to hear from you. Please send feedback to roy@rusackgamers.com or leave us voicemail at 502-4141-RUE, which is 502-4141-766. And for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The Burning Wheel and Burning Wheel Gold are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Burning Wheel is copyright Luke Crane.